What's up, podcast world? I am back again and here to talk about goals. Now, I'm here to talk about the three big qualities that I make sure of when I set goals that help me achieve every goal that I set. The three biggest tips is what I think I'm going to call it. And those to reach any goal that you set. So those three things: keep everything simple, keep it realistic, and keep it a little uncomfortable. So I'm going to go into my three seasons. So I've had in competing, and I'm very new to competing. I've only competed in four shows. My first and second was in 2021. My third and fourth was in 2023. And before my first show, I had done reverse. I had done cuts all for life, right? So every year I would do a reverse and every year I would do one cut for whatever event of my life was like the event of the year, right? Vacation, things like that. That's what I do with my clients. We prep for life. And it's the same cycle. It's the same exact process that you go through when you're competing. You just, my girls, we have life, whereas competitors have the stage, right? But it's the same process. So when I say keep my goals simple, my first season, the only expectations I had of myself, because I had never done a show before, I had never stepped on stage before, much less in a bikini, that was so beyond what I ever could have dreamed that I was going to do. My only expectations for that first season was, do I even like this? Do I even like being on stage? Because the work, the reverse, the macros, the training, the cardio, the prep, all of that I love, because I've been doing it for 8 years at this point, right? But I've never competed. I've never put all of the things that I love, all those things, at the level where I'm now getting judged for the things that I love, right? I've never been there. So my only expectations that first season was get on stage and see if you like it. See if you like it. That was my biggest thing. Do you like it? Because in high school, I was in drama and I did not like to do anything on stage. I was always the back person, like the turtle in The Little Mermaid, you know? And so from my experience, which was not a lot of experience, I did not like the stage. So again, that was the only goal, season one. Going to my first show, I got off stage. I wasn't nervous at all. So my question to myself at that point was, all right, let's do one more show this year and just see again if you like it. Make sure that you like it. Make sure this wasn't just a very, very confident day, right? And go from there. So that's what I did. I got on second stage. Got off stage, 100% knew, yes, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, period. And I got a lot of work to do as far as building everything outside of my body and my mind. I had already been working on my body, metabolism, hormones. I had already been working on my mind for 8 years prior to that, right? So going into my second season, which was in 2023, so there was a year and 9 months gap between my second show and my third show. And this goes back to the realistic, being realistic with time. Going into my second season, after that first show, my top goals were build confidence on stage. The suit color, the judge at my second show said, your suit color, perfect. Hair, perfect. Tan, perfect. Makeup, perfect. Obviously, these are just, you know, I'm saying perfect. That's just what they said. She said, your confidence and your routine and your walk, that's work on that. I said, 10-4. So that was my only goal for that set. Going into that first building season, going into my second season was only that. That is so simple, 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 right? I didn't have the expectations to go into my second season and get my pro card. I don't care how long you've been doing this. You could have done 30 shows and you chase, if you're chasing a pro card, if you're chasing a win in general and you don't get and you don't get it, that so and I'm gonna talk about a few at the end of this. The ultimate goal for when you set goals is to just be real with yourself so that you don't set yourself up for discouragement. And I see it all the time. All the time. Obviously with women in general, definitely ones that are competing, but just in general, right? That my girls that are competing for life, that are just prepping for life, you're going to get more discouraged putting numbers in your head and giving yourself deadlines than if you just do what you know you need to do. And here's the thing. You know, you might not know your macros at this point. Maybe you hadn't hired a coach yet. But you know damn well that you can't have McDonald's in the morning and then Taco Bell at night. Or you know damn well you don't need to be eating these fried chicken wings again, right? So keep it that simple. Like, I've had so many, definitely clients. You know, not everybody can track macros, one. But two, there's a big learning curve. And the older you are, even starting, when I say when the older you are, starting at 25 years old, 25 and above, the older you are, the more hard it is to learn something new because you now have to unlearn everything you've learned because nothing you learned has served you, right? So that learning curve, so not everybody tracks macros and not all of my clients track macros. Like literally, I've had a lot of clients, again, pretty much 35 and above, not every one of them, right? Some of them get it real quick. It really just depends on how much energy and effort you want to apply to learning and how much you want to dive into the things that I give you, the tools that I give you. But just make better decisions. So every day, don't worry about tracking food. Just literally look at the options you have and say, which one of these options would old Gracie choose? That one? Okay, I'm not going to eat that one, right? Like that's how simple weight loss is, especially at the beginning. And then look, when you get a couple pounds down, then you take it to the next level. You so going back to number three, which is just a little uncomfortable, which is a little bit different. The biggest thing that causes discouragement is girls that want to go from never competing ever to wanting their pro card or wanting a win in general, their first season, their second show or their third. It doesn't matter. It could be your 10th season. If you go in with expectations beyond what your efforts have shown to do and be and be able to give you, then you're always going to be discouraged. It just is what it is. And for me, putting pressure on myself to get a pro card or to win my class or to do anything more than what I am every single day working to do, that causes me anxiety. Because then that's what causes discouragement. So then if I expect myself, which is unrealistic, so going into my second season, gaining confidence on stage, that was my goal, right? So now, then my first thought is, how am I going to get on stage to gain confidence without getting on stage in a bikini, getting judged? But that's where I have to go. That's what I have to do. I have to somewhere in them. This is obviously before I found the Angel Fashion Show. And that was what led me to that Angel Fashion Show, was I just needed a place to get on stage so I could just get comfortable up there, right? And God sent me. And when I tell my story, my competing story, God lays everything out for you. When you're in the right place and you're doing the right things, as in for your purpose, everything's laid out. There is no resistance. There's no hesitation. It's all just like almost, you know, too good to be true, almost too good to be true. You're like, nah, but I know 100% it's true, right? So Instagram, Angel Fashion Show, the application, I had to send a video. I was, at that point, probably 25 pounds above my stage weight. And so in the video, one, I had never done a video. I'm going to do a whole nother podcast on how the Angel Fashion Show literally changed my life. But I had to do a video. I had almost applied to a lot of things over the last 8 years at that point. And if it came down to needing to send a video, I just didn't do it because I didn't want it that bad, Right? I didn't, period. That's it. That's all. When you are not doing something, it's because you don't want the results bad enough. That's just what it is. That's just the truth. So when it came up, the video, I told myself, you're going to do this. You got to do this. You have no other option. You're not going to get on stage because I'm not going to be lean. I don't want to be on a competitive stage because then I'm not making the progress in the muscle gain that I need to make, right? So that's a non-negotiable. I don't rush the muscle building process because you can't. Yeah, you got to do the work. You got to put in the time, do the work. So the only other option, unless I wanted to go join some type of play or like drama club or something like that, I don't really even know another option, was you're going to walk in this fashion show. So I said, all right. So I sent the video in, and that was that. They accepted me, and it's been just nonstop since. So going into my second season, with that year and 9 months, to my only goal was to gain confidence. The muscle, the body, the changing of my physique, that was going to happen no matter what. I didn't have to think about that. And there's another thing where you don't simplify, where people think they can figure out it by themselves, right? Now, look at the time, money, the time and energy, right? Because everybody's like, I'm going to save money. I'm going to save money. I'm going to do it myself. All right, well, how much time are you wasting? How much energy are you wasting trying to figure it out yourself, that your kids or your husband, they deserve that energy, right? So that you're now paying, when you buy a coach, when you buy somebody telling you what to do and how to get to your goals, all you're doing is buying time. It don't mean you're weak. It don't mean you're stupid. It don't mean you're ignorant. It don't mean anything, except your time is so valuable and your goals are so important that you're willing to pay $1,000 a month, let's just say, for coaching, because that $1,000 buys you time. It buys you time, and it buys you, ultimately, it buys you the exact steps to get to your goal, right? So to your goals. So confidence on stage, one of my second season. When I tell you, I walked off that third stage at the Optimum, my third show, I never felt more at home than I did on that day on that stage. And that was that. Like, I knew from the moment that I stepped on that stage, I had accomplished the one thing that I set out to accomplish that whole year. And that did not have to do anything with my body. It was all just in my walk, in my presence. I felt confident in my routine. Did I feel 100% like I had nothing to change? No, hell no. They'll never be there that day, right? But that day specifically, all I knew was I had done exactly what I set out to do a year and 9 months ago. Gain confidence. So going into my third season, which will be next year, 2025, my goals for this whole year, and it'll be like 6 months, is to find my stage look, find my stage presence, meaning my hair, my makeup, my skin, my nails, not just my posing routine, my flow. Like, I want to look like I'm floating across the stage. So how do I do all of this? I got to pay to do it. I got to pay to practice, right? So I have hair extensions, right? Oops, sorry. I think I put that on the mic. Hair extensions, permanent hair extensions. Here's the kicker. My first show, I had extensions. They were clip-in. Second show, I had another set of extensions because I wasn't 100% happy with the ones that I had on my first show. Going into last season, I got 7 pairs of extensions. Been trying to figure out this whole extension game. It took me 7 of them. So that's total about $2,000 in just these hair extensions that I do not have in my hair right now. Finally, I said, you know what? You're just going to get, because what I wasn't doing is putting the hair extensions in and practicing my hair. Like I said I wanted to do to get better at doing my hair. Right? Because I need to find that stage look. What stage look do I need? The big curls, small curls, straight hair? Like, what is it? I got to find it. I got to figure it out between shows. Can't just be figuring out, you know, the day of the show. But what I wasn't doing was putting them in my hair. So now they just in my head every day. And now I got to, I'm forced to figure it out. And I'm every day I'm figuring it out, right? I'm figuring out, how do I like it? What's the easiest way to do it? Do I like the wave look? Do I like the straight look? I got a whole year and 6 months to figure this out. But now again, I've made it to where I cannot avoid it. I made it easy to not avoid. Is it a pain in the butt? I wouldn't say it's a pain in the butt, because then that would be saying my goal is not worth the effort and the time and the energy that I have to apply to my hair every day. But it's different, right? It's different. And going back to being a little uncomfortable, that's the goal. That's the goal all the time, is you need to be a little bit uncomfortable, because if you're comfortable, then you're just going to stay right there. You're going to stay right where you're comfortable. But if you're a little bit uncomfortable, it's going to keep you on your toes and it's keep you excited and it's going to keep you wanting more and better and every day. But if you're way too uncomfortable, you ain't going to do nothing any day. You're going to do nothing. It's going to cause so much. It's going to cause stagnant, so we don't want that, right? So hair extensions, dance class. So after my first show, got with Angels, did a fashion show, still needed to increase my walk. My walk just needed to be better. So I was like, well, let me go join a dance class. And they have with people in it, more than one. Because if I can dance in heels, and I can dang sure walk in heels, right? So I did that. I did it twice. And it was good. It didn't do what I needed it to do. So I didn't feel it did what I needed it to do. So the next step here now is one-on-one dance class, and not just dance. We are learning how to literally float. And so for me, that's a waltz, or like I ultimately will get to like tango and rumba, things that are faster, so that I can switch up the pace. But right now we're learning the waltz and just simple, basic five movements. So every week I go to my dance coach, I walk forward, I walk backwards, I walk left, I walk right, I walk a left box, I walk a right box, and I do that for 45 minutes. And I'm not shaking my booty, I'm not doing nothing crazy. And I do that same exact five things here at home in my heels, looking up, working on posture, core, stability, mindlessness, right? Trying to flow. And the other thing that I'm working on this year is my skin. Skin being huge because of my pH. My pH in my skin causes my skin to absorb the tan unevenly. And we can fix it. Like Katie, my friend that came with me to my tan, we can fix it, right? But adding more here and adding more there. And I don't want to do that. Not that I'm not going to do that. I'll do it if I need to. But ultimately, I want my skin in life. You want to have good skin, right? So that's just another reason to take care of my skin. So all of those, what I just told you is my ultimate goal this year, going into my third season, are very simple and I've given myself a realistic time frame, and also made it to where it's not comfortable, but it's not completely uncomfortable either, right? And so that ultimately, going from that in time, right? Give yourself time to do all the things and be real with yourself. Just like I was like, you're not going to put clip-in extensions in and then do your hair. Maybe you will once every month, every other month, but look at your track record. It ain't very good. And so we don't want to keep doing that when it's not good. When your track record is not good, don't keep doing the things that you've been doing, because you're going to keep getting the results that you keep getting, right? So key takeaway from this podcast is, don't set yourself up for failure by overcomplicating your goals, overthinking your goals. Literally, hiring a coach. And I'm not saying that because I'm a coach. I'm saying that because I've done it myself alone. It took 8 years, and I've made probably four times the amount of progress in the last 4 years, or 2020, so 4 years since hiring a coach, that I did all of the 8 years combined. Period. So if you think you can do it on your own, good luck. And I'm not saying that you can't, but I'm saying good luck. And just make sure that your expectations of your progress, don't compare them to me, because I got four different coaches. I am a coach. I got all the time in the world to figure out how to dance on my own. But you know what? I'm not going to. So the other day when I went to my first dance class with my coach, she taught me more than I could have ever probably Googled in 45 minutes. So just make sure your expectations match your willingness to spend time, money, and energy. And then second thing on that real quick is you're going to spend the time, you're going to spend the money, you're going to spend the energy somewhere. So make sure you control where you're going to spend it. Okay. Next thing, not giving yourself enough time, obviously, and I'm still, this is don't set yourself up for failure by not giving yourself enough time to reach the goals while you enjoy life. That's the biggest thing. I want to enjoy the year and 6 months, the year and 9 months between seasons. I ain't trying to rush anything because why? I got a husband. I got clients. I got my own life. I'm trying to build the whole thing. I'm trying to build the whole life. And competing is just one little part of it. So if I put too much pressure on myself, I'm not going to enjoy it. If I put too much pressure on myself, it's going to take the enjoyment out from my husband because I'm going to be cranky all the time. I'm going to be constantly in a deficit or, you know, that's not going to do anything for my marriage. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it don't matter if you compete and win a pro card, if you compete and get last place, if you won't have anyone to celebrate it with, what's the point? You know, and that kind of goes back to even hiring a coach. What's the point of getting to the top if you ain't got nobody to celebrate it with? If you don't run everybody off because you're always in prep, you run everybody off because you're always catty or just negative or anything, right? Yeah, that's just remember that. And then don't set yourself up by not pushing yourself enough or pushing yourself too much. And this goes back to just that little bit of uncomfortableness, not pushing yourself enough to where you stay where you're comfortable, and then not pushing yourself and then putting too much and pushing yourself too much and setting your expectations too high for the reality. And that causes stagnant. So those are the three key tips that I have for reaching goals. And that's not, you know, it's not probably what you thought it was going to be, because everybody wants quickness. Everybody wants to get their pro card. And I always ask girls whenever I talk to them or even just win your class. Like that's a great, of course, that's everybody's goal. You don't need to tell me that's your goal, because that's everybody's goal. Everybody here, like really? So you don't need to say that. What is your goal, like your specific goal that's going to allow you to better your chance at winning your class, better your chance at becoming a pro? And then I also ask, what happens next? What happens after you win your class? What happens after you become a pro? Does anything change? Because if your answer is nothing will change, that's great. That's great. That means you are right where you're supposed to be. So therefore, why are you going to rush it? If nothing's going to change after you get there from what you're doing now, why are you in such a big rush, right? And if something is going to change, then reevaluate what you're doing right now, because something is not aligned. If you win your pro card, if you win your class, whatever it is, and you think something's going to change or you know something's going to change, reevaluate what you're doing it for. And just those two things will help you just enjoy it. Enjoy reaching goals, because ultimately that's all life is a bunch of just goal setting, and then you work towards it. And you goal set and you work towards it. And it could be in your life. It could be in a competition. It could be at your work. It could be at every part of life, right? If you don't set goals, then you have nothing to look forward to tomorrow, you know? So understand that too, like that being a big lesson. And even going across, again, every part of life, definitely if you have anxiety, is know that there's never an end. There's never a day that you're going to wake up and be like, I've done checked everything off. So since knowing that allows you to just, all right, so I'm going to be real with my efforts. I'm going to be real with the fact that I can only do so much. You know, I can only do so much every day. And if I do, if you just do what you're supposed to do every day, when I get up on stage, no matter the first season and the second season, and I know next season, all I know is I'm going to have done everything that I could do for the past year and 9 months, year and 6 months. I couldn't have done anything better. I wouldn't have changed any decision that I made. And so judge me. Tell me what I need to do and fix, because I got, it's my next plan is whatever you got to say, right? And that is where the confidence comes from. It's just knowing that I could not have done anything different, anything better. And I live that every day, every single day. And that alone just keeps me going, keeps me reaching every goal, every milestone, everything that I've achieved is from that. Those simple concepts. So to recap, keep goals simple, realistic, and a little uncomfortable. And don't set yourself up for failure in all the ways. Like, you ultimately are the reason you succeed or not, period. And let it be, write your story to succeed. Write the way you're going to succeed. Hire a coach. Hire 5 coaches. Hire whoever you need to hire to reach the goals that you want to reach. Because we get one chance here, one chance. And we ain't even promised next season. So be intentional right now so that if you do get next season, you can stand up there and be confident. Judge me, please. Because I've worked my butt off to be here. Tell me what I can get better at, right? All right. Instagram, GracieRecord_fit. If you want to talk to me about my one-on-one coaching, fill the application below. And till next time, y'all have a great week. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit, on Facebook, Gracie Record. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule a free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all, because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.